Hi everyone, it's 8:23 a.m. It is Monday, October 17th. So today I am going to be seeing one client. I would have been off if I didn't have to see him, but I'm going to be delivering a laptop to him. His laptop wasn't working, so it's fixed, and now I'm just going to be sending it back, giving it back to him. So that's probably going to take about an hour, and he's fairly close to me. So my driver, I think she's going to pick me up like 12:20 or something like that. And I forget what she said, but I think it's like, she said like 12:20 or something. And then, so I'm going to have lunch at home just because it's close. And I don't have to worry about like stopping anywhere or anything like that. So I also have spin class tonight at the gym, and then tomorrow and Wednesday I'm off, so I don't really have anything going on then. So I might not record much, if at all. And Thursday I'm going to the field. I have an appointment in South Jersey. And then Friday I'm working from home. When I saw my family this weekend, I had told one of my uncles that I work in South Jersey and I'm going to be there every other Thursday, basically until early December. And he said, oh, you know, you should stop by my office to say hi, you know, give me a call when you're in the area, whenever you're down here. And I was like, yeah, I'll see. Maybe the driver could wait in the car or some things. I told him I have a driver. I think at first maybe he thought I was like using Uber or something, but he said maybe your driver could wait in the car, and I'm like, yeah, we'll figure it out, but I really don't think I can do that just because it's, you know, state time. The drivers have to like log everywhere they go, and I could get in trouble, so I really don't think I should be doing that, because, you know, like I'm on state time. I have a driver, like a state driver, so I really should not be doing whatever I want, especially when we're in a state car. And if somebody saw a state car parked outside of my uncle's office, that might not be good. Like, I could get in trouble, so I have to be careful with that. So it was very nice of him to offer, but I am unfortunately not allowed to do that unless I want to get in trouble, which I don't. So yeah, and there were also some issues going on between me and him, and I don't want to get into it, but I'm glad that we're good. Obviously we're all good if he's offering me to stop by his office when I'm down in his neck of the woods. It's just that I'm not allowed to do that. So yeah, we had for a while our router, the T-Mobile internet router, but my brother had just set it up yesterday, and I'm noticing it's buffering a lot. Like, I was watching a YouTube video and it kept like buffering, so we'll have to see what happens with that, but maybe it's just not as strong upstairs. I don't know. But yeah, we'll have to see. I slept really well last night. I caught up on my sleep. It was so nice to be back in my own bed, because the hotel that my dad stays in is like a dump. I don't know why he stays there, but he does. It's a dump. Like, they don't clean the rooms. It's like, the other day I went there and there was like something, I guess somebody touched the handle when their hands were sticky, and the handle was all, one of the drawer handles was sticky. My dad would say that like the maids wouldn't come in and clean his room for like 3 days sometimes. It's just like the room just didn't feel clean. Like, they just feel like they're dirty, especially even when you touch the furniture and stuff. It's like, and of course I can't like look around to see if there's anything that's like anything that's really bad or anything like that. And especially, we had some upstairs neighbors above me, and they were like, I think they were having sex, because I heard like bouncing on the bed, unless of course there were kids. I don't know, but they might've been having sex. But it's just like, But they were, like, moving around. They were stomping around. And it's, like, I just didn't really like staying there. But I don't know why my dad chooses to stay there. But he does. And the hotel that I stayed in over the summer when I had my friend visiting me, that was really nice. I wish he would stay in a place like that. But yeah, so I was happy to be back in my own bed after staying in that place. My mom was like, don't stay there anymore. Because one thing that she's concerned about is like, what if I bring home bed bugs? Because I wouldn't be surprised if that place had bed bugs. But yeah, so I'm going to go check my work email and get my computer hooked up to the internet. We're just connected to the Wi-Fi. And I'll talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It's 4:40 p.m., so it's a lot later. I've obviously been home for a while. I was just doing a couple things, just checking email and stuff. And the client that I went to see, his laptop is still acting really weird. It's still not acting right. He was doing this program called Talking Typer because he doesn't have internet. Well, he said he has a hotspot that he uses on his phone, but he said there was no password, but it was asking for a password because it was saying it was a secured network when I tried to connect the laptop to it. And he said that there shouldn't be a password. He never has to put one in. Maybe he just doesn't know it. So he said he would take it to the store, the phone store, and get it looked at. But we used the Talking Typer because that's what he was using. And it wasn't letting him type. Like, even when he was typing the right letters, it wasn't letting him type. And it was kind of like having him type letters like all over the place. Like it was doing having him type. Now when you start with it, you're doing the very basics. You're doing like ASDF, and then you're doing like, then you move to G and H, and then you move to the right side of the home row. So it's very, very basic. Like you're doing, and it even has you type words, like words from just with those letters you learn. So if let's say the first lesson you're doing ASDF, it's gonna have you type, you know, short little, you know, little words that you can make with those four letters. So it's very basic at first, and then you learn more letters, and then you eventually, it has you write sentences, and you learn punctuation, like the period and stuff. So it's, you kind of like graduate to like more and more letters. But for him, what it's doing is it's not really doing that. It's having him type like letters he hasn't even learned yet, like the F and the, and then it would have him type like ASDF, and then it would have him type like R and T and I, O, and he hadn't even learned those letters yet, and it's like jumping around. And typically when you learn two new letters, so like you might do ASDF like just to kind of warm up, and then you would learn like two new letters, like maybe you might learn like maybe G and H, then you might learn some letters on the top row. So you're supposed to kind of like learn two letters at a time and then just eventually learn the whole keyboard, like all the letters. So I took it back again. I'm hoping that when I give it back to him the next time, that I'm hoping the third time is a charm. Like November's going to be a little tricky because I'm taking a week off when I go away to convention. I'm taking a day off on November 1st. So it's going to be a little tricky with all that stuff going on. And then you have Thanksgiving, and then December you have like the week between Christmas and New Year's. So, which like not really a lot of people work that week. So it's just going to be kind of hard. It's going to be kind of tricky. I think I might take that week off as well. But yeah, so I'm hoping that the third time's a charm and I don't have to take it back with me again after giving it back to him, because I don't know when I'd give it back to him, because I just like, what if it's like a day that I'm off or something? So, and on November 1st when I take off, I'm using a little bit of sick time, so it's already been approved. So I'm going to the gym tonight. I actually already started doing Christmas shopping. I just got one thing for my brother. I got him a new slim wallet. It's leather and it's really soft. I like it. I just worry that he might not like it. I also got my mom a pair of exercise pants, but I think I'm going to give that to her for her birthday. And then I'm going to give her, and then she wanted a pair of flannel pants. So I think I'm going to give those to her for her birthday and then find something else to get her for Christmas. And then get my brother one more thing. I'm not sure what. So I always get him Amazon gift cards. So I want to get him something else. But I will figure that out. Maybe another gift card to somewhere else. Maybe something small. I don't know. I'll see. But I will actually see. I also ordered on Amazon Milky Ways, but for some reason the order got canceled. I don't even know why. Like, I didn't even cancel the order, so that's so weird. But maybe, I don't know, maybe there was an issue or something, but I didn't cancel the order, so. Yeah, that's weird. But I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 10:40 a.m. It's Wednesday, October 19th. I'm currently just doing laundry right now, but yesterday I literally didn't really do anything except for, like, just read books, play Dice World, watch YouTube, just my usual stuff that I normally do during my spare time. But today I have a few things that I have to get done, so laundry's one of them. I just started that. And then I have a virtual lunch with my friend at noon. And then I have, I need to call paratransit because next Wednesday night I'm going out with a friend. We're going out to dinner. So that'll be nice to help break up the week a little bit. And then I have to call my mobility instructor. So I have a few things I want to get done. And I reached out to the person who's driving me tomorrow. So I already did that, and I ordered a sub from Wawa to have for lunch, so I'm going to be having that here when I talk to my friend, and so I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It's 8:55 a.m. It's the next day. It's Thursday, October 20th. So I'm going to start getting ready here. I'm going to check my email, get my stuff together that I'm going to need. And then I'm going to be going to my client's house because she's not at school today. So I will talk to everyone probably next week. I'm just going to end it here because we're not really doing too much today. I'm just going to go to work and then possibly go to the gym, we'll see. And then tomorrow I have my meeting, so that's, and then Saturday we're going out with family, and then I don't have any plans on Sunday, so I'm just gonna end it here because, like I said, not much else is going to go on, and I will talk to everyone next week.